It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull coming to you live here from Unitego High School. Folks, it's that time of year. Sydney travels up Route 7 to take on Unitego. Welcome into our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Chambers and O'Hara on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from Unitego head coach Frank McCroney as we talk to him about his team's loss to Green in Week 1 last week and what they need to do against this Sydney Warriors team here tonight. Of course, just a great matchup. You can always throw out the records when these two teams meet up. It's just a great rivalry. Always has been, always will be. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and hear from Coach McCroney from Unitego. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be joined by Tim Cutting in just a minute. We'll be right back on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for high school football action on CDO tonight as Sydney travels up Route 7 to take on the Unitego Spartans. And Unitego head coach Frank McCroney joining us now. Coach, it has to be exciting this time of year, of course, and anytime you play Sydney, you kind of throw the records out the window and it's going to be an all-out battle. Are you excited for tonight's contest?
We're very excited about, you know, playing home tonight against Sydney. Kids had a really good week of practice, a lot of energy this week. I thought we played well last week, we just fell a little short. But, you know, we're looking forward to tonight.
I wanted to get your thoughts. A tough, close loss to Green last week, and I thought Green's an up-and-coming team in Class C. Can you tell us a little bit about that game and the way things worked out for you?
I thought we played them, you know, really tight through the whole game. You know, last year I think they were a few injuries away from being a playoff team. They have a lot of seniors back, you know, from that have played together for at least 3 years. And each year they've gotten better. I felt really good with our line play on offense and defense pretty much. The only thing, you know, the only downside last week is we had a few injuries and some guys that were dinged up that, you know, had to either rest or cannot play this week. So that is a concern of ours, but I was happy with the effort. Obviously not happy with the score, but I thought we played to the very end and we played hard.
Coach, as I travel around and I look at different football teams, I get a lot of questions, and the one question about Unitego so far this year has been, how are they going to replace the Tanner Winchesters, the Ryan Marzells, the Nate Wilsies that, you know, have been the staple of your program for the last few years? But it seems like you have a stable of guys that are able to step in and have learned under those guys the last couple of years. Would you say that's true?
I say that's very true, and it's hard to, you can't really compare apples and oranges, you know. Every team has a different identity. You know, Tanner and Ryan, they definitely made names for themselves, but, you know, before them there was a Kellen Commenda and there was other kids, and we're looking for kids to fill their shoes now.
Coach, always a battle when you guys face off against Sydney. What do you think are some of the keys here tonight? I got a chance to see them last week, and it certainly seems like they're not afraid to air it out and go for some big plays.
We've worked really hard on our pass coverage this week, trying to change the looks a little bit. And we have guys that are filling in for kids who are hurt, and we're looking for them to step up. But athletically, they have a lot of weapons on the edge and on the outside, and guys that go up and catch it, and they have a really good quarterback who can put it where he wants. So our plan is just to try to, you know, confuse a little bit and try to disguise what we're doing and maybe change up coverage a little bit and put a little pressure on him.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you have Josh Firebend, who's been your bread and butter the last few years. He's back for his senior season. How is he feeling? And it has to be great for a coach like you to have a guy who can be kind of a second coach out on the field, it almost seems like.
He is. He was a little dinged up after the last game, so we've had to ease him back into practice and just trying to get him healthy. But I thought he played pretty well last week. You know, he knows what this is all about. You know, he was on varsity when he was a freshman, playing with Tyler Butler, who taught him well. And now we have Tyler up in the booth for us. Josh is, you know, throwing the rock around and running the offense. So he's looking forward to tonight. Hopefully he has a good game and we can hang with him.
Unitego head coach Frank McCroney, thanks for joining us. Good luck against Sydney. Unitego and Sydney here tonight on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Sydney and Unitigo coming up. We'll take a quick break as it's set to be a great one here tonight, a beautiful night. We'll pause for the national anthem and be right back on CDO.
As owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York
York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here at Unitigo High School as we get set for Sydney and Unitigo. And Tim, what a beautiful night here for football as both teams getting set here for kickoff. Your thoughts heading into this one? You know, Class C, Class D, doesn't matter with these two. It's just a great long-time rivalry.
Absolutely, Nate. I'm telling you, when you put the Warriors and the Spartans on any court, baseball field, anything, it's always a great game. And it's always about a real intense rivalry that's been here for years and years and years. And you got to love it. You know, it started with the Sus-West and the Sus-East, and now we're into the MAC and, you know, in different divisions in football and all that stuff, but it still is there.
It certainly is, and, you know, the kids get so excited for it, the coaches, the communities get so excited for it. It's just really great, and you can see a nice crowd starting to come in here tonight. Be under the lights here in just a little bit at Unitigo High School. Both teams were in week two, are looking for their first win. Of course, we had Sydney's game right here on CDO last week. They lost to Deposit Hancock. Green came up here to Unitigo and escaped with a 26-21 win, so both teams hungry for their first victory of the season as well.
Absolutely. Both of them coming off losses, it makes it even more intense. You know, I mean, they're really going to go at each other just because of the rivalry, but they're also going to have a little bit more added incentive tonight because of they're both on a loss.
It's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. Chambers on O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Our Section 4 disclaimer, this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Sydney is in the road, white uniforms with the white pants here tonight, has the maroon trim, says Sydney across the chest with the maroon helmet. Unitigo, the black pants, and that hunter green top says Unitigo in white lettering across the front there with the white helmet that they've gone through the last few years with the U on the side, and they've really kind of embraced that, the U mentality. So a lot of family on both sides here. You know, it's going to be very interesting. Of course, we know Josh Firebin, the quarterback for Unitigo. He's a senior, has set tons of passing records over the last few years. How will Sydney stop him? On the other side, Sydney threw the ball all around as well last week. How will the Unitigo defense deal with that? So a lot of puzzles here that will be answered tonight.
Absolutely. Going back to the interview at the beginning with Frank Microni, the head coach of Unitigo, and he said they really worked a lot on their defensive pass, their pass defense, excuse me. And, you know, we'll get to see that, I'm sure, because Sydney threw it 45 times last week. That's a lot of airtime for the football.
Unitigo will kick off to Sydney, and the Warriors will go right to left to start off the contest here tonight. Ball is on the ground, Sydney falling on it, and it's a dog pile here to start the contest, and we'll see who comes away with it. As the Sydney receiver went to catch it, knocked down to the ground, Unitigo was lurching for it, but Sydney does come up with it now. Good field position on the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that was a really nice play right there. The up back tried to catch it with his hands, and it was a line drive, and it was a tough one to catch. But another man from the front line came back and made a nice play for the Warriors.
So Sydney going right to left here tonight will get their first drive of the night, and it's the freshman quarterback again, Darren Smith, who is under center. He backs into the shotgun now. Three wide receivers to the right. Alex Hoskins is to the left here for Sydney. He had two touchdowns and 190 yards receiving last week for the Warriors, and that loss to Deposit Hancock. So on the 40, Smith is going to throw to Hoskins to the left side, through his hands, and down to the turf. Would have been about a 9-yard completion had he been able to haul it in.
Yeah, Alex did what he could. He's an athlete. He went up for it, went through his hands.
Looks like Sydney is going to do much like they did last week, quick pass, only in the quarterback's hands for maybe a second or two before he throws it out into the flat.
I think that was an adjustment because Darren spent a little bit of time on his back after he let the ball go last week, and you know, you don't want a freshman quarterback to get too hit too early.
Second and 10 here for Sydney. Going right to left, they're on their own 40. The handoff to Dawson back as he's through the middle to the 45, the 50, down to the 45, into Unitigo territory, brought down at the Unitigo 40. So a nice 20-yard run here for Dawson Backus, and they'll move the chains for Sydney.
Dawson was a real nice run. They ran the counter, and Dawson made a really nice cut in the hole, got outside, and picked up a really key block by Alex Hoskins on the end.
Boy, and that's the way you want to start the night, that is for sure, if you're a Sydney fan. So now first and 10, 11 and a half minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, Unitigo and Sydney. First drive of the night for the Warriors, they go right to left. They throw it out to the far side, and a catch here for Sydney over onto the far side, but only about a gain of one on the play, therefore Ethan Finch.
Yeah, it was a quick throw to Easton out on the right end, And Unitico kid, I'm not quite sure what the number was, but made a really nice tackle, open field, and stopped him for a short game.
So a second and seven here for Sydney. We're a minute into the ball game, and we're scoreless between Unitico and Sydney here at Unitico High School under the lights tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. A handoff to Dawson Backus again up the middle, and Unitico with a gang tackle, but not before Backus picks up five down to the Unitico 30-yard line.
Same play as the first time. Not as successful as far as yardage gained, but very, very effective.
10:35 to go, first quarter. As the clock ticks, we're scoreless, Sydney and Unitico. Sydney going right to left. And here is Darren Smith, the quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Looks over to the sideline, gets the play. Waiting now for the snap of the ball. Unitico trying to get a stop here on defense. Smith is going to throw to Finch again, left side. Makes a spin move, gets down, a flag on the play. Lunging for a first down here is Finch as he gets to the Sydney, or the Unitico 25, excuse me, and a little short of a first down, perhaps.
Yeah, actually, I think we have a flag on the play, and I believe it's going to be a block in the back on the Warriors.
So 10:15 to go, first quarter, or scoreless, and it will be a penalty here against Sydney, so that will back them up a little bit after a nice completion there to Finch, but will be taken away by the penalty.
Real nice catch, actually. The ball kind of was fluttering. It was kind of a weird thing coming out of his hand, but Ethan made a really nice catch, watched it all the way into his hands, and made a nice gain, but nullified by the penalty.
So this backs Sydney up to the 40-yard line. They're in Unitico territory. The Warriors going right to left with 10:05. To go first quarter. It'll be a third down and nine. We're scoreless between Sydney and Unitico here. Friday Night Lights. And here is Smith for Sydney. The quarterback throws it to the far side. Nice catch there for Sydney. To the 30, to the 25, and down to the 20-yard line. A nice catch by Alan Pecor, the senior, getting into the act and a first down here for Sydney.
Alan made a real nice move, got himself some extra yards after the catch. Made a Unitico tackler on the edge miss, and got a few more after that.
So Alan Pecor, his first catch of the night, first and 10 for Sydney, much like they did last week, marching the ball down the field as they're into Unitico territory, down to the 20-yard line. We're scoreless first quarter, 9:40 to go. Sydney with the ball. Here's Smith, hands it off to Backus. He runs right to left. He tries to cut it back through the hole, but the Unitico line is there to bring him down.
Good effort right there. He actually got hit in the backfield and kept his legs running, or churning, and made another yard or two out of it and got a positive gain.
Three rushes for about 25 yards now for Dawson Backus, wearing number six here for Sydney. 9:10 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Sydney with the ball. Their first drive of the night at second and eight. And they throw to the left side, a completion here to Alex Hoskins, and he tries to leap over the defender, gets knocked out of bounds. He'll be close to the first down here for Sydney.
Yeah, I think he's going to get it because I think he was over the in the air when he crossed the yardage marker. So I do believe it's going to be first and 10 or maybe even first and goal for the Warriors.
He literally tried to jump over the defender there.
And he wasn't a real short guy either.
No, he's about 6'2", 6'3", and a very athletic move for a very athletic guy in Alex Hoskins. So it'll be first and goal here for Sydney as they are on the 8-yard line with 8:45 to go. First quarter, we'll have a flag on the play. Looks like a false start here against Sydney, which will back them up.
Now, we had talked about this the other night. Same thing happened on both sides of the ball. You know, for the Deposit Hancock team and also the Sydney Warriors, they would have a real positive play, and then they would get it taken back by a foolish penalty, and that just happened right there for the Warriors.
8:40 to go, first quarter, so now it will be first down and 13. Sydney with their first drive of the night here. We're scoreless between Unitico and Sydney. Friday Night Football here on CDO. Looks like we're going to have a direct snap now to Dawson Backus, who will just take it up the middle himself. He's lurching towards the end zone. Ball is loose. Who will fall on it? It looks like Sydney may have fallen on it for the touchdown. We'll see what the officials say, or if it will be right on the goal line is where they're going to say the recovery was. So a direct snap to the Sydney running back. He went right up the gut. That was Dawson Backus, and now it will be second and goal here for Sydney.
He ran a few times already, and then they go to kind of like a wildcat look, and they snap it right to Dawson, and he makes a nice fake, and the defense goes with the runner, and Dawson took it right up the middle.
Looks like they'll do it again here as Backus will run to the right, Sydney going right to left. Does he get in? Can he break the plane? Touchdown here for Sydney. So two direct snaps, kind of that wildcat look, and Dawson Backus is in, and Sydney scores on their first possession of the night.
Yeah, they're... How many throws? Four?
Fourth row.
Fourth row so far. That's a little bit off the pace of the 45 that they did the other night.
Yes, completions of 20, 5, 2, and 10 yards. And Sydney with a 6-0 lead now with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. And we'll see if they go for two.
And last week, Dawson was the one that was running the extra points in for the Warriors. He wasn't getting the touchdown threat.
So the quarterback, Darren Smith, just a freshman, back in now for Sydney as they go for two. They'll hand it right back off to Backus, and he is into the end zone. And Sydney will start this game with a very successful first drive. The Warriors leading Unitigo 8-0 with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. We'll get our first look at Unitigo. We'll take a quick break when we come back here on WCDO.
Did you know that more and more satisfied customers take their vehicles to Sydney Tire? Their skilled mechanics offer expert wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front end repair, and New York State inspections. And their tire specialists can answer your questions and help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and your driving needs from their extensive inventory. They can even special order tires. Join so many others and become a satisfied customer at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you here on CDO. Sydney, their first drive of the night. A touchdown by Dawson Backus, and Sydney leads Unitigo 8-0 with 7:46 to go in the first quarter. And now Sydney will kick off to Unitigo, and a short kick is fielded here by the Spartans, and they'll have good field position starting at about their own 38-yard line going left to right.
Yeah, the ball was picked up by number 80 of the Spartans, Tyler Jordan, and, he just did what he did the right thing. Kind of fumbled it, fell down on the ball, didn't try to advance it or anything. Good field position for the Spartans to start with.
Here's our first look of the night at the senior quarterback now, Josh Firebend, who has just had a spectacular career so far in a Unitigo uniform in the black, the white, and the green. And Unitigo will go left to right, and they'll try to hand off to Zach Youngs for the first handoff of the night, and he's brought down in the backfield. So it'll be a 2nd and 10 now for Unitigo. 7.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney leads 8-0.
Defensive lineman number 70, Kyle Gaskin, with a great tackle in the backfield right there.
So they actually lose a yard on the play. 2nd and 11 now for Unitigo. Get the play from the sideline. Two receivers to the right, two to the left as Unitigo goes left to right. And the snap to Firebend. He's going to look to his right, throws out into the flat. Will this be a catch? We'll see, and it will be a catch here for Seth Burnham. Actually, no, one of the other referees is going to come over and say that was down. So the initial call was yes, and then the backup referee says no. So now 3rd and 11 for the Spartans.
Good teamwork right there by the officials on that play. You know, the one guy kind of got blocked, couldn't see it, and the other guy came over from the other side, said the ball bounced. Did great, great work.
So Firebend was looking for Seth Burnham on the outside, a junior, 6'2", 190 pounds, one of his big receivers this season. So now 7 minutes to go in the first quarter, 3rd and 11. Unitigo needs some yards and in a hurry. Firebend is pushed out of the pocket. He'll throw, and this one is tipped away, not intercepted off the hands of one of his wide receivers, but a flag on the play.
Yeah, I believe we got a hold in the backfield on the Spartans. I'm not positive, but that, yes, it is. It is a hold against the Unitigo Spartans.
Spartans were looking to get it to Derek Beams, a senior, 6'5". We see him all over the court in basketball. Went through his hands and then down to the turf, and so now he's 4th and 11 here, maybe even more, and I think Unitigo will have to punt it away.
Yeah, and actually, when that ball went through his hands, it was in the air for quite a while, and I saw some Sydney coaches gasping because they thought a couple of their guys were going to get an interception and possibly a score off that.
So 4th and 11. Firebend, also their punter last year, or will they go for it? We'll see what he does here as he's in the backfield with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. And Firebend gets a nice punt off, and this one will go all the way down to Ethan Finch, who will fair catch this one at the 33-yard line. So the Sydney defense with a first good trip out onto the field as Unitigo goes 4 and out and has to punt it away.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different from last week, you know, because we talked about it with the Unitigo entourage that's up here in the booth with us tonight. Last week we told them that the first quarter took 40 minutes. Well, this one is not going to do that if they keep running the ball like that.
No, 6:52 to go first quarter. Sydney leads Unitigo 8-0. It's our second look at the Sydney offense here tonight as they go right to left in the white and the maroon. They're starting on their own 33-yard line. Here's the freshman quarterback, Darren Smith. Throws out to Hoskins, left side, catches it. Almost lost it for a second, but gets it back. Lunges forward up to the 45-yard line and a first down for Sidney.
That's one thing that you always will see with Alex. He's going to try to get as much as he can from it. That's the athleticness of him. He's going to do whatever he can to help his team out, and he did it right there. Just by falling forward, he picks up another yard and a half.
First and 10 for Sidney, 6:35 to go. First quarter, Warriors leading the Spartans 8-0 here under the lights at Unitego High School. Darren Smith standing on his own 40-yard line now in the shotgun, and we'll have a false start here against Unitego as they jump offsides with the cadence there of Smith. So the flag comes out on the play, and, you know, this is a Unitego offense and defensive line that is replacing some pieces that, you know, we'll have to talk about throughout the broadcast, some of the pieces they lost from last year's team. And they're looking to figure it out here in the early going in this ball game. So Sidney now with a first and 5. Smith is going to air it out to the left side for Hoskins. He hauls it in, tiptoes and falls out of bounds at the 10-yard line, and the Warriors are fired up. They'll have first and goal here again.
Yep, and that looked like the first play of the game last week. You know, so they just waited a little while longer before they did it. So nice play, good pass and catch by the freshman Darren and also the junior Alex Hoskins.
Alex Hoskins hauls it in for 40 yards, and it's a first and 10 on about the 12-yard line, which is where Hoskins had to tiptoe his way out of bounds. So Sidney leads 8-0 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they're knocking on the door again down in the Unitego territory. They hand it off to Backus right up the gut, and he pushes through that line all the way down to about the 6-yard line. So first and goal now here for Sidney.
Nice tough run again by Dawson Backus right up the gut. Just like you said, Nate, he didn't have a huge hole, but he did do what he could with it and picked up a couple yards.
5:35 to go, first quarter, an 8-0 lead here for Sidney. This is their second drive. Backus scored on the first. We'll see what the Warriors do here, trying to add on to this 8-0 lead on the road against their big rival in Unitego. Smith checks his wrist for the play. Over to the sideline. 5:15 now to go on the game clock. They hike it to Smith, hands it off to Backus. Again, right up the gut, pushing his way, but Unitego will gang tackle him down. Ball comes out, but they'll say Backus was already down on the play. So a pickup of maybe 3 there for Backus of Sidney.
Yeah, they did. They were ripping at that ball. They were looking at that just a few minutes ago. Their first guy in is holding him up, and then the next 2 or 3 that are coming in for the Spartans are looking for the ball. So, Dawson, you might want to get another hand on that ball.
Clock is ticking down to 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Sidney leads 8-0. They're moving the ball right to left. It's a 3rd down and 3. They throw it out into the flat, and a touchdown here for Ethan Finch of Sidney. And the Warriors are off to a fantastic start here tonight on the road against the Unitego Spartans.
I was just going to say really quickly, we just were looking at this from the perspective of last week. Last week was all about the long ball. They didn't have those just little short passes. These things are not real long. They're perfect on-the-money throws, and it's given the receivers time to pick what they're going to do after they catch.
So Finch just out into the flat on the right side. He hauls it in, and it's a 14-0 lead for Sidney. They'll go for 2 again. Here's that wildcat look as they give it to Backus, and he hands it off, and down to the goal line there for Sidney is Shane Sickler. Did he get in? Yes, he did. And just like last week, Sidney opens up in the first quarter with a 16-0 lead. Tonight they're on the road against Unitego, and the Spartans have to be shocked at the moment.
Yep, real nice play by Shane Sickler right there. He actually was tackled just shy and just lunged forward and got the nose of the ball over the line. Great start for the Warriors.
4:36 to go first quarter. Sidney leads Unitego 16-0. We'll take a 30-second break on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. And Sydney on the road at Unitego in the first quarter takes a 16-0 lead. Sydney just kicked off in about a 5-yard return for Unitego. So Josh Firebend and the Spartans offense out for their second try. They had to punt it away on their first possession of the night. And here's Firebend. He'll keep it to the left side, and we know he's shifty, and he'll get to the 40, now to the 50. Firebend trying to cut back, and he's shoved out of bounds, but we'll get the first down here for Unitego. We'll see if this is the spark they need.
Nice little play right there. He actually had nothing out on the outside. He just outran the defender and made a nice, real good effort to get the first down.
So about a 12-yard pickup there for the senior quarterback, Josh Firebend, and Unitego's into Sydney territory now, going left to right. Ball is on the 48-yard line. Firebend back in the shotgun. One receiver to the left, two to the right. He's going to pass it and go to the right side and hooks up again with Seth Burnham here. And a nice pickup here for Unitego with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. And a 16-0 lead for Sydney, though. Unitego seeing if they can get something going on this drive. It'll be a 2nd and 6.
Talk about a throw on the money right there. Firebend let the ball go. The receiver hadn't even turned around. He turns around and boom, it's in his belly.
So Firebend now faced with a 2nd and 6 here for Unitego. That was his first pass completion of the night. He gets another one, this time to Derek Beams for a first down and more. A stiff arm into the 20, down to the 15 before he's knocked out of bounds. And that's what being 6'5" can do for you, as he had those big long steps down the sideline and a first down for Unitego.
Yeah, he was knocked out of bounds by number 5, I believe, Alan Pecor for the Warriors. Great play, though. First down, Spartans.
Pickup of about 20 yards there, so, you know, a nice completion. And Firebend finding his rhythm now with about 25 yards. Hands off to Zach Young, and he tried to go up the middle, and he is knocked down there. Maybe a gain of 1 on the play here for Unitego. With 3.5 minutes to go first quarter, Sydney leads 16-0.
That number is there again, 16-0.
Just like last week,
16-0, and that's when everything changed.
It only took one play for Deposit Hancock last week to gain some of that momentum back, and a nice drive could certainly put Unitego right back in this game, as it's only the first quarter with 3:10 to go. Firebend throws outside. Another completion here for the Spartans all the way down to the goal line, and it's going to be a 1st and goal. That was Jake DeJoy with the catch and the nice run there.
Yeah, it was a really nice play. Well designed. He had 2 wideouts out on that side. He stepped back for the belly, kind of like a little side screen, and had a lead blocker, and he made a guy miss all the way down to about the, what'd you say, 4? 3.
It'll be 1st and 3 here with 2:50 to go in the first quarter and a 16-0 lead here for Sydney. But Unitego on their second drive of the night with some opportunities here, and this is where Josh Firebend, you don't know what tricks he's going to pull out of the hat. He could run, he could throw, he could take a long run and then throw. We've seen him do a whole lot of everything over the years. And he'll hand it off right up the middle. No, it's a quarterback keeper and into the back of the end zone. Unitego gets on the board. A nice fake there from Firebend. He sneaks around to the left side and puts it in for 6.
Absolutely great play. He set the ball on the running back's stomach and just held it there, waited for the commitment from the Warriors, got it, pulled it back and took it around the end.
So a 3-yard TD run for Firebend, and it's 16-6. Unitego looking to go for 2 here to cut this lead in half with 2:27 to go first quarter. Boy, a lot of offense here so far again, just like we saw last week between Deposit Hancock and Sydney. So Firebend in the shotgun. He's got 2 receivers to the right. Beams is split out to the left. Youngs is in the backfield, throws it over to Seth Burnham. Will he get in? I think he's going to be short. No, he won't get the 2-point conversion. So Unitego gets the touchdown, but they still trail 16-6 with 2:27 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Live High School Football tonight on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cunning with you here under the lights at Unitego High School. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, our web stream tonight, WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. 2:27 to go, first quarter. Unitigo kicking off to Sydney. Sydney leads 16-6. They've scored on their first two possessions of the evening. And another short kickoff here, and this one will be covered up here by Lucas Tanner. And Sydney again will start with excellent field position at about their own 40-yard line going right to left, Tim.
Both teams are doing that little pooch kick kind of thing, you know. I mean, and I think it's a great thing because it's saying we just scored. We're going to let our defense shut them down. We're going to get the ball back, and we're going to do it again.
So 2:25 to go first quarter. It's been very entertaining in terms of good offense here tonight, and Sydney once again is out on the field going right to left in their road white uniforms with the maroon trim. The freshman quarterback, Darren Smith, will hand off here to Dawson Back as he runs to the left side, but the Unitigo line is there to collapse on him. Maybe a gain of two. Back is really making something out of nothing there.
Yeah, real nice play by Dawson. I mean, that seems to be the workhorse tonight. You know, I mean, it looks like they saw something that they could do against some scouting video or whatever that they know, that Dawson runs these plays really well. So that's why they're giving him the ball.
They've had two direct snaps to him. One went for the first Sydney touchdown, so they're not afraid to use him in a variety of ways. So second and six now for Sydney. They lead 16-6, 1 minute, 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Sydney in their own territory, nearing midfield. Ball is on the 44-yard line. Smith, the freshman quarterback, being very patient. He's got three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Hoskins is in single coverage to the left. They hand off to Backus again, right through the middle. A big hole. He's got a first down and more before being tackled here by Derek Beams of Unitigo. And again, the Warriors are into Spartans territory down to the 45.
Yep, real nice play right there, too. It was kind of a delayed handoff, and there was a nice hole, and Dawson hit it right at the right time and carried the ball down for the first down.
Again, a first and 10 here for Sydney with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter and a 16-6 lead for Sydney over Unitigo. Again, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. We'll take you the rest of the way here tonight. Friday Night Lights, it's that time of year, folks. Beautiful weather here tonight at Unitigo High School as well. Smith throws to the left side, but it's knocked down there at the line by Unitigo as Eli Youngs gets a mid up on that one and knocks it down.
Big guy showed some hops there. That throw was pretty high. He got up off his feet and got his hands up and knocked it down. Nice play, young man.
1:04 to go, first quarter. It'll be a second and 10. Sydney really on the first two drives really pushed it with the tempo, I thought. Now the last couple of plays taking their time and working some time off the game clock.
Yeah, I think they're in that mode where they feel they can do anything right now, and that's what they're trying to do.
This team does not lack for confidence, that's for sure. They hand it off to Dawson Backus again up the middle. He gets all the way to the Unitigo 40 as Sydney goes right to left.
Not sure what happened there, but there was a guy that was right in Dawson's face, and Dawson juked him, missed him, and that's why he got the down.
Clock is ticking down to 45 seconds to go, first quarter. This is a third and five after another five-yard run there for Dawson Backus. He is really the featured back here tonight for Sydney. Smith will pan out to his right, tries to throw to the far side, but it falls down to the turf incomplete here with 34 seconds to go in the quarter.
Showing a little bit of the inexperience there. He didn't get his body square to the line when he threw that ball, and it sailed away from the receiver.
Looked like he was going for Alan Pecor on that far side. Again, another one of their tall targets. He's 6'2", 6'3", over there, but that one just a little bit far behind him. So now fourth and five here for Sydney. They lead 16-6 with 34 seconds to go, first quarter. Again, Sydney taking their time. They don't want to give the ball back to Unitigo here on this fourth and five. So here is Smith. He will drop back. He's going to throw one deep again, looking for Hoskins, and Hoskins will bring it in down at the 25. He's knocked out of bounds. Just got up to the 20, a first down for Sydney.
What a great throw that was right there. Hoskins actually ran like a post pattern in and then cut out, and by the time he started his break, the ball was already in the air from Darren Smith, and he caught it on the sideline. Great, great throw and catch.
Fourth and five, and they went for way more than that as it's a first and 10. Ball is down at about the 17-yard line. He got a little bit more than I even thought he did as he tiptoed again along that sideline on the left side. So Sydney going right to left. They lead 16-6, 30 seconds to go, first quarter, and they're knocking on the door in Unitigo territory once again. Spartans having a real tough time with Alex Hoskins here tonight. And it looks like we're going to have another wildcat snap here to Dawson Back as he hands off to Shane Sickler right up the middle. Sickler is brought down, but he gets about 5 yards on the play.
Well, you know, I got to believe that the Spartans are keying on Baskets. He's been carrying the ball so much and not a different formation, so you throw another guy back there. Not a bad idea to give the little guy a ball.
And you don't know if he's going to keep it or if he's going to hand off to fellow running back Shane Sickler. So for Unitego, it's tough to know where that ball is going to go. So the clock will tick down here, and that'll do it for the first quarter. When we come back, Sydney will have a second and four. They are knocking on the door once again, but a great first quarter for Sydney. They lead 16-6, a very entertaining game, folks. You're going to want to stick with us all night on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. We'll be right back for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to live high school football tonight on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter, it's 16-6. Sydney on top of Unitego here under the lights at Unitego High School. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you. Sydney with the ball. They switched ends of the field now, so Sydney going left to right. And they snap it here on second and four. And here is Smith throwing for the back of the end zone, looking for Zach Green, but the pass a little overthrown as there was some pressure coming here from the Unitego defense.
Yeah, that was a nice little delay there. They were trying to give the senior Zach Green a little love there, and just a little bit too far for him.
I'm surprised that we haven't seen a little bit more of Zach Green in the offense. He's such an athletic kid, whether in the backfield or throwing it to him. Maybe they have some plans for him later on.
Yeah, I think his key role right now is lead blocker. He has been making some nice holes for Baskets and also Sickler.
So Sydney leads Unitego 16-6. It's a third and four, and Sydney has the ball on the Unitego 10-yard line, again knocking on the door. It'd be nice for them to get a first down here if they could get the chains moved up and get another set of downs. Unitego looking for the hold, and they'll hand off here to Ethan Finch. He bulls his way towards the goal line. He'll be short of the end zone, but will he have enough for the first down? This will be close here for the Zebra crew to measure out.
Yeah, it's going to be really close. They are pointing first and goal for the Warriors.
So a first and goal opportunity as they have a little handoff there to Finch. Nice little run as he needed 3 yards, and I'd say he just got three on the play. So this will be a first and five now for Sydney. They lead 16-6. Fresh start here to the second quarter as Sydney looking to punch it in again deep into Unitego territory.
Actually, Ethan on that play had to come off because he had a little equipment issue with his helmet.
And so 11:15 to go. And Sydney trying to throw over the middle this time, looking for Hoskins, and that was over his outstretched hands. So this will bring up a second and goal now for the Warriors as they lead 16-6 and not looking to have the offense stall here.
No, definitely not. They want to put some points on the board here, and they were looking for a quick slant to Alex there, and it was just a little bit too far for Alex to lay out, and the reason was because there was a safety sitting there waiting to hit him.
It looks like the Unitego offense has gotten going on that second drive they had there, so the defense hoping to come up with a stop here for the Spartans. They lead 16-6, Sydney over Unitego. Smith is going to throw to the right, and this one is off the hands of Finch. He pulls it in, but I believe he's going to be short of the touchdown. This is going to be really close. He's right on the line, so this is going to be a third and five now.
That was just an amazing play. It looked like he had it completely. He got hit. The ball popped out. He kept his concentration, caught the carom. Great job.
So this is a third and one, and they are right on the chalk to try to punch it in here. It was a great catch by Finch, but at the end of the day, he only picks up 3 yards.
Actually, we've just been corrected. That was Alan Pecor on that catch. Yeah, it was. Number five. Great play.
So Pecor with the nice catch as Finch and Pecor wearing numbers 3 and 5, both on the right wing side here. Same on this play, and they have Hoskins in single coverage out to the left. Direct snap here to Backus. He's going to try to bull his way in. Will he get it? Yes, he will. And a touchdown here for Sydney. They'll add to the lead with 10:20 to go in the second quarter. So again, they go to that direct snap, Tim, and it seems to work. They have all the confidence in the world for Backus to punch it in, his second touchdown of the night.
Yeah, he likes those little short bursts. You know, I mean, he hits his top speed right away, and then he's in the hole. And then he's not easy to bring down. He's got a really good low center of gravity, and he's got really, really strong legs.
Dawson Backus, just a junior, 6 foot tall, 170 pounds, running the ball exclusively here tonight so far for the Sydney Warriors. And they lead 22-6 on the road under the lights at Unitego. They go for two, and they won't get it this time, as Shane Sickler is wrapped up as he tried to go out to the left side.
Yeah, Shane went a little bit delayed there, and definitely slowed the play down, and that allowed the Spartans to get into the backfield really, really quickly.
So 10:20 to go here, second quarter. Sydney takes a 22-6 lead. We'll step away here for 30 seconds on WCDO.
It's canning season, and the Village Variety in Unadilla has all the supplies you need.
Why do they call it canning if you're using jars? Why don't they just call it jarring?
Village Variety has ball canning jars in all sizes. Canners, canning vinegar, pickling salt, and seasoning packets for pasta and pizza sauce, chili base, spicy pickles, salsa mix, and more.
Really? Why isn't it just called jarring?
Can you just stop? It's called canning, and all the supplies you need is at Village Variety, Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Why don't they just call it jarring?
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Sydney leading 22-6, but Tim, there'll be a penalty here on the kickoff, if I'm correct.
Yep, you're absolutely correct. It was a dead ball, personal foul against the Warriors, so now the Warriors will be kicking off from their 25.
The Warriors, we'll see if they go with that short kick again, as they have both sides have been trying that here tonight. So 10:20 to go before halftime. 22-6 is the score. Sydney on top of Unitego. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. So the kickoff is a low squib here, picked up by Unitego at their own 40. Here's Jake DeJoy, cuts back to midfield, and that's where Unitego will start. Great starting field position here for Unitego, and Josh Firebend going right to left, again, right at midfield.
That was the furthest kick of the night, and actually it was done by somebody else because it was a left-footed kicker. I'm not quite sure who it was, but DeJoy with a nice little 15, 18-yard return.
I believe that was Alan Pecor, again, the mystery man there.
That we keep calling Finch.
He caught a nice pass down on the end line, and then I believe he kicked that one off as well. So Unitego now, first and 10 at midfield. They hand it off again to Zach Youngs, and he's wrapped up maybe a gain of one on the play here for Unitego. And I tell you, this is what happens with the Spartans. They have one of their running backs, Dawson Wilsey, who just a sophomore, an explosive kid, goes down, blew out a knee last week. He's done for the season. So again, some new guys stepping into new roles this week for Unitego. And so here is the pass from Firebend on second and 9. Rolls to the right, Unitego going right to left. And a catch here and a first down for the Spartans. Excellent catch there on that far side by Kyle Spaulding. His first catch tonight, the senior for Unitego.
I'm not sure who the back was in the backfield with Firebend, but he made an absolutely sack-saving block because the Warrior defensive end, number 9, came out of nowhere and took on the block and knocked him off, but got Firebend free.
Well, that was Lucas Tanner who was going for the quarterback, and now an interception here as Firebend threw it to the left side. It's picked up by Alex Hoskins. Hoskins down to the near side. He's taken out at the 30-yard line, and again, Sydney, the defense, comes through with the interception, and they'll have the ball going left to right down at the Unitego 30.
There's a little bit of confusion on the pattern, I do believe, between the quarterback, Firebend, and his wideout, because where he threw the ball, the wideout was not, and where the Sydney defender was. So good play by the Warriors.
So an interception there by Alex Hoskins, who's done a little bit of everything here tonight. And now the Warriors lead Unitego 22-6 with 9:20 to go here in the second quarter. And going left to right, again, they'll start at the 30-yard line here of Unitego. And boy, everything going Sydney's way so far in the first half here, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm telling you, they're 8 points away from being at 30 before halftime.
So the snap here to Smith. He looks to the left, throws it over the middle, and it's caught And a nice catch there by Nathan Vibbard all the way down to the 5-yard line. Again, first and goal here for Sidney Smith. A beautiful pass right through the teeth of the defense.
Yeah, absolutely great pattern by Nate, and made a really, really nice diving catch. And the Warriors are on the attack again.
That's about a 20-yard catch there for Vibbard. And that's his first catch of the night. He had a couple of nice ones last week, including a touchdown against Deposit Hancock, one of the underrated guys here for Sidney.
Yep, they've got so many weapons, and that, you know, we talked about that last week.
And so here is Smith. He's going to throw to the left side. A catch, and in for the touchdown is Nathan Vibbard. Caught the one to set it up, and now puts it in. And Sidney adding to the lead here with 8:47 to go before the half. They lead 28-6.
Yeah, and the thing is we were talking about this last week as well. You know, you can't get complacent. You know, you know you're playing this team that is your biggest rival, and all the history and everything that goes along with it. So you cannot let down. You've got to keep doing what they're doing, and they are really putting on a show right now.
So 28-6, Sidney on top of Unitega with 8:47 to go, second quarter. First touchdown pass of the night there for Darren Smith. As you know, he's been throwing the ball all over the place, but when they've gotten down to the end zone, they've been doing some of those direct snaps. So a flag on the play. Sidney will get the two-point conversion as Dawson Backus to the right side will put it in. We'll see what the flag is.
I do believe it was a legal motion on the Warriors, so that is coming back.
So this will come back, 28-6 the score, 8:47 to go before the half. And it's a quiet night here so far at Unitego. I didn't expect this. I expected a real, you know, shootout back and forth, but Sidney has really come out strong here tonight.
All I have to say is I know those kids on that Unitego Spartan sideline, they have a lot of heart, so don't think it's over, folks, just by the score in this first half, because they will find a way to come back. It's just too much of a big game for both schools.
They certainly will. So 28-6 the score at the moment. And after the flag, another two-point conversion attempt here for Sidney. This one a little farther away. We'll have another whistle, and this is going to be a false start against Sidney, so they'll back him up even more.
It's going to be the longest two-point conversion in the history of football.
And they'll back this one up. They're going to be about at the 15-yard line, maybe even a little more.
Yeah.
For this two-point conversion, they're going to have to go to the air again here if they want to have any hopes of getting the 2 points. And it's been a long time since Sidney football has defeated Unitego.
It definitely has.
So this is something big in this first half for Sidney to have this sort of a lead. But again, a lot of time left in this ball game. So they'll have it at the 15-yard line. They're going to air it out here, and this one well over the head and the outstretched arms there of Ethan Finch. So 28-6 the score, 8:47 to go. Second quarter, we'll step away. When we come back, Unitego will have the ball on WCDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Shenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sidney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 8:38 to go before the half here, folks, as it starts to get a little darker here at Unitego High School. And it's 28-6 with 8:38 to go here, second quarter, Sidney on top.
And it's getting a little chippy out there.
Yes, just off the kickoff.
We just have another dead ball personal foul against the Warriors for a late hit.
You can see every time that there's some sort of a scrum, definitely no love lost between these two teams. Good sportsmanship, yes, but certainly if somebody has a chance here tonight to be physical, they're looking to do that. So now Unitego is going to get the ball to start in Sidney territory because of that personal foul, and now we'll have a false start against Unitego right as they try to hand it off here on this first drive that they will have here after the latest Sydney score.
So you pick up 15, lose 5. I think that's net 10.
8:36 to go, second quarter. And now the field position will go back to about the 47-yard line, but still great starting position here again for Unitigo. They were driving on that last drive before the interception.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, they're a quick strike offense. So, you know, like I said before, this game is nowhere near over.
8:36 to go before the half, and they'll hand it off in the backfield. And a little run up the gut here for Unitigo will get about 5 yards on the play. And coming out of the bottom of the pile there is Kyle Spaulding as Unitigo trails 28-6.
Kyle Spaulding on the inside counter, what a nice play. He had a really nice hole there.
Picks up about 5. So 8:15 to go here, second quarter. Unitigo on their own 43-yard line. This will bring up a 2nd and 10. And again, they hand off there to Youngs. And Zach Youngs tries to go through the hole, and he's brought down. Nice play there, I believe, by Nick Paternoster.
Absolutely. Number 34, the little fire plug. I mean, the guy is just all muscle. He's not the biggest, tallest kid, but I tell you what, he will bring his pads to every tackle.
Nick Paternoster, always in the gym, always lifting weights, has to be one of the strongest guys who plays football locally. Huge tackle there. So a 3rd and 9 now for Unitigo. They are forced to go to the air. A pass to the left side, and it's brought in. Going to be a little short here of the first down as Fireben hooks up there with Jared Smith.
Nice throw right there. He put that ball right where his guy could get it and not a Sydney Warrior. Really nice throw by the senior.
So a pickup of about 8 yards on the play. So that's going to bring up 4th and 3. Unitigo, of course, just has to go for it in this situation with 7:10 to go, second quarter, 28-6. Sydney on top of Unitigo here on the road, and I think that would surprise maybe a lot of people if you're just jumping in the car, turning on the score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you're just getting in the car and you turn on the score and you're 28-6 before the half, that's pretty shocking.
4th and 3 for Unitigo. Fireman loses the ball. It's loose on the ground here, and Sydney's going to pick it up. And the Warriors, again, pick up on the second turnover of the night for Unitigo.
Number 4, Nate Vibbard with the recovery. Great play right there. And the Warriors are going to be back on the attack again.
So a fumble recovery there from Nate Vibbard. And Fireben did a great job. He got the ball, got away from the sack, looked like he was going to get the first down, and some pressure just popped it loose, and Sydney was all over that ball and able to pick it up.
Not sure whose hand got in there, but somebody got that ball juggling around in Fireben's hands, and that caused the fumble.
You can't blame Josh Fireben. I don't think he's trying to make something happen there when his team is down 28-6. So now Sydney going back to the air, and they throw it up and over the head there of Alan Pecor, and that would have been a nice little reception of 20, 25 yards, but might have lost it in the lights there.
Yep, that was. I'll tell you what, that was probably my favorite pattern in school. We used to call it the bench. I don't know what they call it now, but we used to call it the bench. And that was a perfect pattern. He got the cornerback to bite on the out part of the bench, and then he turned it up, and it just was just a tick too far outside.
So 6:42 to go before the half. It's 28-6. Sydney on top of Unitigo here. And after a fumble recovery, Sydney gets the ball back as they are starting on their own 30-yard line, going left to right. And they try to throw it up the middle here, or run, I should say, with Dawson Backus. And he's ripped down in the backfield. Nice play there by the Unitigo line to break through and bring him down.
I think it was number 65 on that play for the Warriors, Jacob Morrison. Got a hold of him, wouldn't let him go, and then swung him around.
Jacob Morrison, a veteran on this team, played that line last year with, you know, Riley Hanrahan and some of those guys that were really a big part of that line. Ethan Barber,
yeah.
Nate Wilson was in there last year.
Yeah,
I mean, Unitigo, we're going to bring this up at some point. They lose Tanner Winchester, they lose Wilson, you know, they lose Ryan Marzell. A lot of big pieces have left this team, whether it's on offense or defense. Hanrahan, we talk about those guys, Barber as well, and, you know, it's certainly a lot to replace. Looks like we're going to have a timeout here.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that real quick, but it looks to me like the program is not hurting. You know, I mean, both sidelines have quite a few kids on it, and that's always a good thing to see.
Certainly good to see. Hey, a reminder, folks, we'll have football for you tomorrow as well, as it'll be a 1:30 kickoff, a 1:20 pregame show. We'll be over in Delhi, as it's the Delhi Bulldogs hosting the BG Bobcats. That's set to be a good one. I'll have the call again at 1:20 with a 1:30 kickoff, a nice afternoon game. We're hoping for good weather between Delhi and BG. A new-look Delhi team throwing the ball all over the place. I'm excited to see that tomorrow.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a different type of game for a Delhi traditional, you know, style of football, which used to, I'll bring up a name, Jeff Oliver. He was back in the 80s, big guy. And all they did was run right up the gut, kind of like Walton, just not as fancy, you know. But now you get those kids that can throw the ball and you got some kids that can catch the ball, it's going to make for an interesting game. And for you folks out there, just to let you know, you get a reprieve from this voice because I'm not going to be with Nate.
Yes, it'll be just me tomorrow. Delhi and BG here on CDO at 1:30, and really looking forward to that one. So Sydney, after the timeout with the ball going left to right, they throw this one to Dawson back as a little flip throw, and he's going to gain about 10 yards. Again, just keeping those legs churning, and a first down here, well, close to a first down for Sydney. I think he'll be about a yard short.
The defender from Unitigo made a fantastic play there. That was a middle screen. Sydney Warriors had like three linemen in front of Backus, but the defender got in between him, or between the screen players and the receiver, and made a nice tackle.
5 minutes, 20 seconds to go before the half. Sydney leads Unitigo 28-6. The Warriors kind of controlling this first half, especially with the offense, really throwing some nice passes around the field tonight. And so now on 4th and 4, as that was a little short, Sydney is going to punt it away, but we'll have a whistle here before the ball is snapped.
Pretty good decision. You know, they're in the middle of the field, and you don't want to give Spartans any more incentive. They're already fired up already because of the score, so you don't want to give them any incentive about stopping you on a 4th and 4 on your side of the field. So good call by the Sydney Brain Trust.
I think that's what we saw last week, as Sydney got out to a similar lead like this, and a couple of big plays really fired up Deposit Hancock, allowed them to get the momentum back and get back in that game for an eventual win.
Well, Nate, an 80-yard kickoff return will do that
for
you.
So Sydney will punt it away here with Ethan Finch, and wow, that's a great kick up into the lights. Ball is loose on the turf after Unitigo touched it, and it appears that Sydney has gathered the ball back up with Brian Tiska.
Yep, it is. It is number 72, Brian Tiska, with the fumble recovery, and the Warriors will take over 1st and 10 on the 30.
Boy, it appears that every bounce tonight is going right back to Sydney. Just a little bit of a fumbled catch there off the punt, back down to the turf, and great hustle down the field by the Warriors to pick up that ball. So 4:59 to go before the half. Sydney leads 28-6. They go left to right, and will have the ball on the Unitigo 30-yard line. Wow, a great play there by the special teams of the Warriors, and here's Darren Smith, the freshman quarterback, standing at the Unitigo 35, and the white maroon here looks over to the bench, looking for the play, as the Warriors with a 28-6 lead here. 5 minutes to go to the break. Smith taking his time. He's in the shotgun. He's got Zach Green in motion. Throws to the right side. And this one's picked off by Unitigo. Back the other way. This is Jake DeJoy to midfield before stepping out of bounds. Maybe there's the momentum that we need, but a late flag on the play. I believe it's going to be a late hit here on Unitigo, so that's going to take away some of that return yardage.
Yeah, that was we talked about it before on the Sydney interception. The wide receiver ran a pattern, and the quarterback threw a different one, and that's exactly what happened there. The freshman Smith threw it out, and all the receivers on that side were running post.
So that was Jake DeJoy with the interception and the nice return. But then just boys being boys along the sideline here, a late hit. That's going to back Unitigo up, and you know, that's a tough one. You don't want to take that yardage away from your team there.
Right, and then I'll tell you, there was a really good opportunity for the Warriors to do the same thing on the interceptor of the ball, because he has stepped out of bounds, and real nice pull-up by the Sydney Warrior tackler.
You know,
he didn't hit him and knock him out, but somebody behind him did.
You know, it's a rivalry when you have those hits like that, whether, you know, it's in the field of play or not. You can just tell that these two teams, that's how badly they want it.
Well, one of the key things in rivalry, I don't always say, is it's the letter R, but R also means respect. And both of these schools respect each other. They do a lot together, and they're really good friends also off the field.
Unitigo with the ball, and they get it out to Jake DeJoy as they go right to left. Pickup of maybe 5 on the play here for DeJoy. A little flick there from Fireben. So Unitigo with the ball going right to left. 4:35 to go before the half, and they find themselves down 28-6. They're back in their own defensive territory, ball on the 35.
Yeah, nice little play there, you know, pick up of a little couple yards there to get the offense going for the next drive.
So here we go, second and nine now. They throw it out into the flat. A catch here for Unitego. That's Jared Smith, his second reception of the night. Still short of the first down by about 3 yards, though.
Nice little quick pass out on the outside and a nice tackle on the play by number 39, Zach Green.
So Firebend, one interception tonight. No touchdown passes, but has certainly thrown the ball all over the field trying to get the Spartans back in. Another throw here. This one should be good for the first down with 3:50 to go before the half. Another catch here from Jake DeJoy trying to get him going as Sydney leads Unitego 28-6.
Going to give a little kudos to Jake DeJoy on that play. He was blanketed by two Warriors, and he still made the catch.
So 3:45 to go before the half. It's 28-6. Sydney on top of Unitego. And a first down and 10 after that catch there by DeJoy. So Firebend looking to get something going here for the Spartans. He's back in the shotgun. Unitego going right to left. He has to step up in the pocket, avoids some pressure, scampers to the right, throws, and a catch there by Jared Smith. And he's still on his feet, gets to the 30 before being gang tackled out of bounds there by the Warriors. Great play there for Unitego.
Real nice escapability shown right there by Firebend. He was under a lot of pressure from two Warriors coming up the middle, and he took it out to the outside. And as he was rolling out, he was telling the receivers to come back, and he hit him right in the numbers.
And Jared Smith was there for the catch, and he picked up about 5 extra yards with just a nice hustle play. So now Unitego is down into Sydney territory. Ball is on the 30-yard line. A keeper here for Firebend. He tries to get around to the edge, but Alex Hoskins is there. We'll have a flag on the play, as that was Firebend and Hoskins going toe-to-toe right there on the edge.
Yeah, I thought initially we were going to have a new rule emphasis is that helmet-to-helmet, and I thought we were going to see that for probably the first time this year that I know of.
And we'll see what the call is.
And it is a block in the back on Unitego.
Unitego. We did talk to some of the officials last week, and they did say there's a lot of new rules on how you can block, how you can hit, and that they, in the early part of the year, we're going to put a real emphasis on that.
No, and that all goes with everything in all of football. You know, they're trying to get away from the concussion syndromes and all that stuff, so you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just a really, really hard call because, you know, the guy's already picked his line. He's got his helmet down, and all of a sudden that running back drops his shoulder, and now they're helmet to helmet.
So this is going to be a first and 25 now with 3 minutes to go before the half. Unitego is backed up to the 40-yard line going right to left. A pass here is complete over the middle, and a nice catch there by Seth Burnham, and that'll pick up about 10 yards there for Unitego.
Yeah, real nice play right there, and a real nice run after the catch by Burnham.
So down to 2:40 to go before the half. It's going to be a second and 10 now, so much more manageable here for Unitego as they're in Sydney territory, going right to left. Ball here is on the 30-yard line. Firebend is going to throw one for the end zone, looking for DeJoy, and again picked off here by Alex Hoskins. And Hoskins back up the sideline. Will there be a flag on the play? Yes, there will be, but Hoskins with a return all the way up the midfield here for Sydney. And again, just a great athletic play in the air for Sydney's Alex Hoskins.
I am not positive, but I don't think I have ever seen one official throw two flags. I don't know where he came up with that other flag, but he came out with a second flag and threw it twice. This is amazing. I think that's a first for me.
Firebend was looking for Jake DeJoy over in the left corner of the end zone, but instead Alex Hoskins just going up skying for that, and he's able to catch that one and bring it down. And now we'll see what all the flags are about down on the field, as there was some physical play going on around the interception and the return.
Yeah, I'm thinking the first one is going to be something that's not going to be good for the Warriors. I think it's going to be pass interference prior to the interception, and that is probably going to give the Spartans a huge break. They're going to keep the ball, and they're not going to have a turnover.
So the interception is taken away there by Alex Hoskins, and a great return, too. He got all the way back to midfield.
Absolutely. And also a great catch. What a great catch. I mean, he went up almost one-handed, it kind of like Odell Beckham.
I think they're saying he must have pushed off a little bit as he went up to catch that ball, pushing DeJoy in the back. So Unitego now with a first and 10 with 2:20 to go before the half. The interception taken away, And now you're giving Josh Firebend in this Unitego offense a chance down on about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, this would be huge for Unitego. You get a score late in the half. You're getting the ball at the start of the second half. So, you know, here we go. It's Unitego, Sydney.
Boy, and this could be a huge momentum swing. If you talk about Sydney having the ball at midfield, but then the interception taken away, and if Unitego can score here, they cut the lead in half. That's a manageable deficit at halftime.
Absolutely.
So 2:20 to go before the half. 28-6. Sydney on top of Unitego. Firebend on a first and 10 going for the back of the end zone. It's a jump ball, and Burnham can't come down with it. As good defense over there, it looked like, by Nate Vibbard for Sydney.
Really, really good position play right there by Nate Vibbard. Got him on his hip, kept him there, went up and fought with the ball, and knocked it down. Great play.
Dawson Backus also over there, you know, playing in the secondary there for Sydney. So we're coming up on 2 minutes to go before the Mirabado halftime report. We'll get a look at the out-of-town scores and as well as a breakdown of this first half. Sydney with a 28-6 lead. I believe we might have a special guest coming in as well here at halftime.
Yeah, I think there's a sighting in the booth.
Yes, we'll talk about that more in a minute as Josh Firebend throws it out into the flat here, right side for Unitego, Zach Youngs. Youngs with a nice run and catch there, picking up about 10 yards, down to the 5-yard line, and Unitego now is knocking on the door.
It's a very, very good drive right now, and I'm telling you, that could be a really big, huge momentum change right there for the Spartans. If they can put six on the board with the two-point conversion or kick, whatever they decide to do, and if they can do that, you know, they're back in this game.
Third and 3 now for Unitego. They were a little short of the first down with a minute 30 to go before the half. They throw it to the left side here, going right to left, and that's Zach Youngs, and he's wrapped up in the backfield. And now this is going to be a fourth down here for Unitego. The game clock continues to tick. We're down to 1:20.
And I believe we have a timeout called here by Unitego.
So a timeout by head coach Frank McCroney. It's a 4th and 3 with a minute 19 to go before the half, and Sydney on top 28-6. We just talked about that momentum swing, and boy, this will be huge for Unitego. This is a play that could either come up with nothing. They're still down 28-6. If they can get into the end zone, like we just talked about, wow, what a momentum swing to possibly cut this lead in half before halftime.
And would be a really good momentum gainer back for Sydney, because here they thought they're getting the ball up here in the midfield after the interception, and then it gets nullified because of the interference flag. And if they can stop them on fourth down, they get the ball with probably a minute to go.
Yep.
Who knows? Quick strike offense out there from the Warriors as well.
So it's going to be a 4th and 8 here, actually, for Unitego. Minute 19 to go before the half. Sydney leading 28-6. We're currently in a timeout, which was called here by Unitego. We'll have to keep you up to date on the out-of-town scores for tonight as well. One score that I'm really interested in seeing at halftime is Walton taking on Oxford. Those are two teams that are going to be very strong this year, and Oxford kind of an up-and-comer. I want to see how they're doing tonight at home against Walton. We'll check that at halftime. So 4th and 8 for Unitego. Ball is on the Sydney 15-yard line. Firebend throwing for the back of the end zone, and this one is through the hands of Jared Smith, and Sydney is going to hold here on 4th and 8.
Yeah, that was a really nice play by the defensive back, and I'm going to say, I believe it was Ethan Finch. He ran right in front of the receiver, took his field of vision away from him, so he could not see the ball coming, and it was a real nice play.
Because Jared Smith for Unitego, give him credit, he was open. He had found himself some room, but just a hand, I think, went up, flashed its way through. Smith lost the ball, and it got tipped away.
A very good knowledgeable coach of mine many, many years ago say you catch the ball with your eyes first, so if something gets in front of your eyes, it's hard to catch the ball.
That is a good little bit of advice there. So a minute 14 to go before the half, and Sydney going left to right in the white uniforms again. We'll hand this one off to Dawson Backus, maybe a pickup of 2, as Sydney way back deep in their own defensive territory, starting at about their own 10-yard line here as we hit 1 minute to go before the half. Just a nice first half here for Sydney and for Dawson Backus, whether he's been running the ball, he's gotten a couple of direct snaps. It's been a great first half for him.
Yeah, it has. He's definitely been the go-to person as far as the offense is concerned, other than when Darren is putting the ball in the air.
45 seconds to go before the half, and Sydney is content here to just get some time off the clock. Very important not to make any mistakes here right before the halftime break.
So especially deep in your own zone.
Yes, back on their own 10-yard line here. So Smith will roll out to the left side. This one up in the air and knocked down to the turf. Just what we talked about there. If that one gets picked off or anything, could be in big, big trouble. But, again, nice job by Unitigo to get that thing tipped up in the air.
Yeah, they should be at this point, like, see, it's third down and a long nine, I would say, and in a really precarious spot on the field. So you definitely want to make sure that you're taking care of the ball here. Punt it away, you know, get rid of it, do whatever you got to do. There's not that much time left in the game, or in the half, excuse me.
So 28-6 is the score. With 25 seconds to go before the half, Sidney is on top of Unitigo. They'll get one last runoff here to Shane Sickler. He's out into space, and he's getting up towards midfield, now to the 35-yard line before being knocked down there by Derek Beams of Unitigo. So 17 seconds left, and we'll have a stoppage of the clock here and a timeout from Sidney head coach Jeff Matthews.
Yeah, I do believe that was a really nice design play right there. Shane Sickler, we talked about it last week, not the biggest guy in the world, you know. I mean, he gets behind those blockers, and he's really hard to find. He's very, very fast and extremely quick. So it's very hard to bring down. Real nice run, man.
So 17 seconds to go before the half, and Sidney moving the ball up to about their own 30-yard line here. Going left to right with 17 seconds to go before the half. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up, so you'll make sure you want to stay tuned for that. And I think, Tim, we were expecting a little bit closer of a ball game here, but Sidney with a whale of the first half, leading 28-6.
Yes, definitely. They've been, you know, really, really effective and strong on offense, and their defense has really shown me something tonight that they didn't last week.
So 17 seconds to go, first and 10 here. Again, they hand off to Sickler. He gets to the edge, a flag on the play to the left side. Nice little cutback move. Now to midfield and into Unitigo territory. He's tackled in the middle of the field at the 45. Two flags out again on the play, though, yeah, with 9 seconds left.
Out on the edge where he was running, I think we're going to have a hold against the Warriors.
So there was one flag and then another flag late as they were starting to tackle Sickler up around midfield. So certainly a physical first half, to say the least.
There are two flags on the field, and they're not from the same guy.
As you said before, the one referee there, two flags on the same play.
I've never seen that. I mean, I'm sure, obviously they have two, but it just I've never seen the same official throw both flags on one play.
So 9 seconds to go before the half here. It's 28-6. And the ball will be backed up a little bit here for Unitigo, or for Sidney, taking away some of that nice run there by Shane Sickler. Boy, that was two nice runs in a row, one to get Sidney out of deep in their own defensive territory. This one, though, taken back after a penalty.
So we're back to the sighting. To my left in this booth, you know, the man, Greg Davey.
Greg Davey will be joining us at halftime. Going to come up and talk about some of the Sidney happenings will be going on in the next few weeks at some football games. Want to update everybody on that. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scores and break down this first half. 28-6, Sidney with the lead here on the road at Unitigo.
You might even get Tim to have you talk about the Mets.
Oh.
About the New York Mets, baby.
We could talk the whole second half about the Mets with him, I think. Biggest New York Mets fan locally, besides Rob Ray, maybe, CDO.
Yeah.
So the clock ticking down here, and it looks like Sidney is not going to get off this final play before the end of the half, so that's going to do it. Sidney heads into the locker room with a 28-6 lead over Unitigo. So head coach Frank McCroney and the Spartans will go in and try to figure things out. If you're head coach Jeff Matthews on the road under the lights here at Unitigo, got to be happy with that first half performance.
Oh, absolutely. He's got to be really, really happy, especially after what happened last week defensively. They scored points last week, but they didn't really take care of the on the defensive side of the ball. So take that back into consideration and see what they've done against a really good quick strike offense from the Spartans. Coach Matthews has got to be extremely happy.
So we'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have a Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, your halftime score here from Unitigo High School, 28-6, Sidney on top of Unitigo. We'll be right back. You're listening to live high school football tonight on WCDO.